Today's daf is Erev in Daf Samach Dalet, and we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, Lachman Bar Ristok. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza and Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're moving along in the 6th Perek in Masechta Zeirvin, Perek Adar, which begins with a very basic, important halacha in Hilchos Eruvei Chatzeros, and then immediately digresses from its digression. So the Gemara again today is going to go with that theme. We're going to start off talking a little bit about Erevin, and then the majority of the daf is going to be Agadata with raid and digression. So again, the basic halacha of Perek Hadar is that if a Yid lives together with non-Jews in the same chatzer, he's not allowed to make an Eruvei Chatzeros in the conventional way. And the reason is because the Chachamim made a takana that a non-Jew is not allowed to partake in an Eruvei Chatzeros. Not just that, he can't even opt for plan B, which is be mevatel his rishus to the other Yidin, so that even though he wasn't mishtatif, we don't need him to be mishtatif. The only way to work around living in a chatzah together with a non-Jew and be able to make a Eruvei Chatzeros is if the Yid or the Yidin that are living in the chatzah actually rent the rishus of the non-Jew. You have to be soicher his rishus. You rent his rishus, so for Shabbos, it's not the non-Jew's rishus, it's the Yid's rishus. Then you make a regular Eruvei Chatzeros, you do bittul rishus, you do whatever you need to do, and in that case, you'll be able to make your Erev. The Mishnah mentioned a machloikus between Rav Meir and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, whether this halacha, that you would have to rent the non-Jew's rishus in order to make a Eruvei Chatzeros when there's a non-Jew that lives in a chatzer, is this true only if there are two or more Yidden living in the chatzer, or would this be true even if there was only one Yid? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that the only time this halacha is true is ad sheyu shnei Yisraelim oisrim zeh al zeh. But if there's only one Yid that's living in the chatzer, then the first halacha in Perek Hadar is not going to apply. Rav Meir argued. Rav Meir says that even if there's only one Yid, still this halacha is going to be true. What's the halacha? Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, halacha k'Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Not just that, Kaim alone, we have a klal that Mishnas, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, is always kavanachi. In fact, the Gemara used the fact that the halachas like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov in this Mishnah as maybe something that's so obvious that if a Talmud would be Meir halacha b'fnei Rabbi and say that in this machloikis in the beginning of Perek Hadar, the halachas like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, it could be he wouldn't be guilty of the very, very terrible sin of being Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Why? Because it's so pashut. Number one, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. And number two, this is a Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov in a Mishnah. And Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanoki. In a Braisa, there's a discussion in the Poskim whether the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. But Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if this is a Mishnah, so this is a classic example of a Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that's in a Mishnah. Regardless, from the discussion of Meir Halacha Bifnei Rabbi, as it relates to this machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, we had a whole daf, Erev in Daf Samach Gimel, a classic daf. Hafachba vafachba de kulaba. The Gemara again is going to begin with a halacha that's negeya. The machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, halacha that's negeya, renting the rishus of a non-Jew in order to make a Eruvei Chatzeros. And from there, we're going to get another digression, another classic daf of Divrei Agada. Says the Gemara, Lachman bar Ristar. Tosfos brings for Rabbeinu Chanano, a different gerusa, Haman bar Ristar. So that's a dead giveaway in terms of the fact that he was an Eini Yehudi. His name was Haman. Amrule, so he lived in a chatzer together with Yidin, and the Yidin went over to him and told him, Aygrin lach rishuscha, will you do us a favor? Would you please rent or lease your rishus to us? So like this, we'll be able to make a Eruvei Chatzeros. And the Gemara says, Lo yargilohu. He didn't want to do it. Also, Amrule, he went to Abaya. Amalohu, so Abaya told him, Zilu betilu rishusaychu. He said, listen, you can't just go make an Eruvei Chatzeros and ignore the fact that there's a non-Jew living there that doesn't want to partake. But he said, I have a way to work around. What should you do? Go be mevatel all your respective reshuyos to one person, meaning if there were 10 yidden living there, let 9 of the yidden be mevatel their reshuyos to the one yid. What's going to happen is, there's going to be now, from a Neiruvi Chatzeris perspective, only one yid living in the Chatzar. It's really 10 yidden living in the Chatzar. But 9 of them don't really have their reshuyos, because they were mevatel the reshuyos to the one. Oh, there's only one yid living there. We pass him like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, not like Rabbi Meir, that la'olam, it's not a problem. If the 9 are going to be mevatel, they're reshus to the one. It's going to come out. There's only one yid living there. Oh, if there's only one yid living there, so like this, it's not going to be a problem. But says the Gemara, Omrulei, they told Abaya that I hear shkoich for the itza, but I don't think I understand it because midi hutaima el the loishkiach the diary. Why did Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov say that the only time you have to rent the reshus of a guy is if you have at least 2 yidden living there? He felt because it's not shchiach to have one yid living together in a chatzah with a bunch of non-Jews. Why? Because he's going to be afraid. And being that it's a milsa d'lo shchicha, but he said, v'hocha hakadairi, this situation is shchiach. Because you don't physically have one yid living there, you have a bunch of yidin living there, you have a minion of yidin living there. Nor vas, they will mevatel their reshusa from an Eruvi Chatzeris perspective, it's as if there's only one yid living there. But this is not a milsa d'lo shchicha. So if it's not a milsa d'lo shchicha, in this case, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov would hold it's a problem. Amar lahu, so he told him, I hear, but this is also a milsa d'lo shchicha what we're doing. The way we're playing this out is a milsa d'lo shchicha, and if that's the case, a milsa d'lo shchicha legazab rabbanon. Meaning it's a milsa d'lo shchicha to have one yid physically live in a chatzar with a bunch of non-Jews. It's also a milsa d'lo shchicha to have many yidden live in a chatzar with non-Jews, where all of them are mevatel their reshus to the one. So weiter, it's a milsa d'lo shchicha. If it's a milsa d'lo shchicha, legazer be'rabbanan. What do you mean legazer be'rabbanan? The rabbanan didn't make the takana that you have to rent the reshus of the non-Jew. Otherwise, you shouldn't be able to make reuvi chatzeres. And as a result, this is not going to be a problem. So this is what Abaya paskin. Also, Rav Hunabreid, Rav Yishua, Amr l'shmaite kamei de Rava. Rav Hunabreid, Rav Yishua went and he told Rava about this psak of Abaya. So not surprisingly, Amalei, Rava didn't like it. He said, and became Bitalta Teres Eir Meyosa Mavoy. He says, I don't like this. You have an Erev where there's a bunch of Yidden living there, and you're going to go to Katchila and say you don't have to make an Erev. I'm not okay with that. Let everybody be Mavatal their Rishos to one person. I understand why you're doing it, but this Mavoy is not going to have a Teres Erev. So the Gemara says, no, to Ma'arvi. So Abaya wasn't impressed because Abaya said, Enochanami, I'm not saying you shouldn't make an Erev. You should make an Erev. Meaning you'll make an Erev, and then they'll all be Mavatal their Rishos to one. The fact that there's an Erev will prevent Bitalta Teiras Erev. At the same time, it's not so much the Erev that's really accomplishing it. What's the way this is happening is through the Bitl Rishos. But Rava said, I'm still not so comfortable with this because people are going to think that you could just simply make an Erev, even if there's non-Jews living in a chatzer without doing a schiras. So Rava said, I'm still not comfortable because, again, the optics are not good. And he was worried about what people are going to use this as a precedent for other mevayos. So Abaya said, no, it's not an issue. The machrezinon, you can make a achraz, you can announce. Meaning, let the oilam know that really what we're doing is b'di'evet, and we're only doing it because we have a little bit of a situation, because there's a fellow that lives in this chatzer, his name is Haman Baristak, he's not shtelling to, and as a result, we have no choice. So don't be so worried that, oh, if we're going to paskin like this over here, people are going to now have a slippery slope, and they're going to start applying this to other mevayos. But Rav was still not happy, because he said, achras to l'dardiki. He said, what about the kinder? What about the doris haban? What about the next generation? You know, an achrasa can help for this dar, but what happens is, generations later, Rashi says, people sometimes forget the fine print. They don't remember all the nuances that happen. So Rava was very worried about what's going to happen in the Doiros Habayim, and as a result, he wasn't good. He wasn't comfortable with this. So they told Rava, okay, do you have a better Eitza? Elamai Rava. So Rava said, yeah. He said, Leizel Chad B'nai V'Karavlai. He said, one of the Yidden should go and he should befriend this fellow Haman. The Lishol Minei Duchta. And what he should do is, he should borrow a place, a room in his house, and he should put things there, midi, the havalei keskir velikita, it'll be like a pile. If you're an employee, you work for somebody else, you become a balabas, and you're able to contribute as it relates to Erevin. So Rava said that I have a better idea than Abaya. Meaning, what Abaya did works. The math adds up. The problem is he was worried about the Doiris Habon. So Rava said, I think a simpler Eitzah would be somebody should try to befriend this fellow, and he should then ask him if he could please borrow a part of his house, a room, and he should put things there. See, he's going to be like an employee of this person. Now he becomes a mechutin. As it relates to Eruv HaTzeres, he's a Yid, he could be Mishtatav in the Eruv, and everything is going to be off. Everything is going to be okay. I'm going to buy the Rav Yosef. So I asked Rav Yosef a shayla, parenthetically. We just mentioned Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that afilu schir v'afilu lakita, that a poyel, an employee, is able to be mishtatif in erev. He said, what if somebody has five employees? So are they viewed as five different people, or just could one person do it on behalf of the whole group? Amalei. So he told him, amru schir v'lakita lahakli, yomru schir v'lakita lahachmer. Meaning, if one person leased out five different rooms in his house, or he has five different employees in his house, it's the latter case. If he has five different employees, so the halacha is we don't look at his rishus as being five different rishuyos. Even though if he would have leased out his house to five different people, there'd be five different lessees. Each person individually would have to make his own Erev. But this chiddush that schiroi v'lekitoi, an employee, is considered a balo boss as it relates to Ruvi Chatzeres, that's something that we only use lakula. So in this case, we have a non-Jew, but he has a schiroi v'lekitoi that is a Jew. The non-Jew can't be mishtatif in Erev. The Jew could, there we're going to use it. But lahachmer to say, oh, there's five schiroi v'lekitoi, it's all five, need to contribute. And if not all five contribute, it's not going to be okay. There it's going to be different. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yudamash Shmuel, afilu schiroi, v'afilu lekitoi, noisen eruve v'dai. So we just mentioned this halacha, that Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel, that afilu schiroi v'afilu lekitoi, he can contribute to Erev. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nach, Rav Nachman heard this halacha, and he said, Kamen ma'al yohashmait, he said, what a geshmaka halacha, what a beautiful halacha, that afilu schiroi v'afilu lekitoi, noisen eruve v'dai. For some reason, Rav Nachman was very taken aback, and he commented, Kamen ma'al yohashmait. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. Rabbi Yehuda said something else in the name of Shmuel, completely unrelated, but something that's going to be the topic of the rest of the daf. Shasa Revius, yeah, yes. If somebody drank a Revius of wine, Al Yoyer, shouldn't pass in a Shaila. Rav Nachman, or Rav Nachman heard that, he said, Loima Al Yahashmite. He said, that I don't agree with. The first halacha, Afilu Schirva, Afilu Kitan Naisen Ruvi Vedaya, the Erevan halacha, Kamim Al Yahashmite. Shasa Revius, Al Yoyer, someone that drinks a Revius wine, he can't pass in a Shaila, that he didn't like. He said, why? Da Hana, called Kamad Lacha Senior Revius, the Chamra Laitzila Data. He said, I'm just the opposite. He says, I need Revius wine in order to pass get a shayla. Clears my mind. He says just the opposite. So I mean, he didn't have a raya not like him. He said, I'm living proof that this is the way it is. Amalei Rava. So Rava told Rav Nachman, my time amamar hachi. Why would Rebbe say that? Incidentally, the Marshal speaks out that the reason Rava commented to Rav Nachman is not because Rava disagreed with what Rav Nachman said. In fact, Rava is famous for saying chanu v'rechani pikrin, and we always point out there's so many gemaras. We'll see more now about Rava related to wine. So Rava seemed to have also been from that camp where Rava felt like Rav Nachman did that kol kama deloisha sina riviyasa the chamer loit sila datoy. But at the same time, Rava didn't like what Rav Nachman said. He told him, Rebbe, Rav, why would you say this? Amar Rav Acha bar Chanina, might say what's pshat in the pasuk that says v'roye zoynois yahabed oin kolay meshmua zunoye v'zu einana. So zoyna literally means zoyna, but the Rav Acha bar Chanina teach the word zoyna miloshen zunoye. So if somebody hears halachos and he says, oh, this is a geshmak halacha, this is not such a geshmak halacha, ma'abit hoyne shal Torah, he's going to lose his Torah. Rashi says, soifal ishtakech mimenu. He's going to eventually forget his learning. So Rava told Rav Nachman, you shouldn't say that. This halacha, you do like this one, you don't like, if you like it or don't like it, but you're not supposed to say this because it's something that can cause a person to forget his learning. Amalei. So Rav Nachman told Rava, hadri bi, I hear. I'm choyzer. I shouldn't have said it. You're right. And Rashi's lashon is like oisef oit. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm a rabbi baravuda. Shasui. Someone that drinks al yispal, he shouldn't daven. V'im his spalel, and if he does daven, tefillah say tefillah, tefillah say tefillah. Shikker. If someone's drunk al yispalel, v'im his spalel, and if he davens tefillah say teyeva, his tefillah is going to be a teyeva. So the Gemara says if someone's a shasui, which means he drank wine or alcohol, so he's not supposed to daven l'katchila. If he davens, his tefillah is a tefillah. If someone's a shikker, he's not supposed to drink daven. And if he davens, tefillah is a tefillah, which means he has to daven again. His tefillah is not a tefillah. So, the Gemara, heichidami shasi, heichidami shikker. Okay, so we have to get technical. What's the difference between a shasi and a shikker? The other Abba bar Shumni, from Menashe bar Yirmimi Gifti, Abba Komitri Me'adodi, Abba Abba Dinahar Yufti. They were once parting ways, so they spent some time together, and then they were leaving, and they were By the Nahar Yufti, Amru Kol Chad Minon Leimin Milsa Leishmin LeChaveret. So they said to each other, "Let's each one of us say something to the other one that they never heard. Right? Tell me something that I don't know. Why? The Amar Mari Parafunda LeYipater Adam Michaveroy Ela Mitoich Dvar Halacha Shemitoich Kach Zoiches. Everybody knows this halacha, but you see here in this Gemara the rest of the story, and that is the idea is LeYipater Adam Michaveroy, not just with a Dvar Halacha that the person never heard. So he's supposed to try to tell somebody something that this person didn't hear. And Pashup Shat, the Mefarshim explained, is because really you're not supposed to talk about people. Why? If you're saying something not nice, that's Lashon Hara. And even if you're saying something nice, the Gemara says in the end of Bava Basra, a person's not supposed to speak. So if you want to say over something about somebody else, you want to say something about a person. So how do you do it? You say over Torah. If you say over Torah, fakir, kol oimer davar b'shem oimer, maybe gula loylam. So loylam lo yipater adam echaveri elam yitoich dvar halacha, shem yitoich ka, it's the only way you can talk about him. Because otherwise, if it's something that's not Torah related, you're always going to run into a major halachic shayla. But either way, so this is what Rav Abba Bar Shumni and Rav Menashe Bar Yirmiyah Migifti, they were together and they said, okay, I'm going to tell you something you don't know. You tell me something I don't know. Pasachad. So the first one said, he said, Hechidami Shasi, the Hechidami Shikr. So he said, the halacha is that a Shasi al Yisfal Tfilosai Tfila. A Shikr is not supposed to daven if he davens Tfilosai Shikr. So he said, Shasi is Kol Sheyachal Dabal Lifnei HaMelech. A Shasi is someone that can stand in his state that he's in right now and talk to the king. Shikr is kol she'eni yochel davar lifnei hamelech. So what's the hagdara? Could you stand in front of the king or could you not stand in front of the king? It's interesting because you would have thought that maybe the geder is more related to kavana, right? Shasui is someone that's intoxicated. He's under the influence, but not on the level of a shikr. So you would think it's not so much kavana. Can you, in this state that you're in right now, could you stand lifnei hamelech? And the reason is because we know that tfilosh meina esrei is when a person is literally standing in front of the Melech. So Tefillah is communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But B'shash Mayna Esrei, that's the, obviously it's the highlight of Tefillah in general, but there's a special Dogush in Halacha, and you see it again and again and again, that when a person is davening Shmona Esrei, he's standing in front of the king. So much so that Reb Chaim and Sefer says that, you know, even though we know that the only bracha of Shmona Esrei, with Kavanah is Ma'akiv, is the first bracha, but at the same time, Reb Chaim has a steer in the Rambam, we mentioned this in Masechtas Brachas, but Reb Chaim and Sefer, and Reb Chaim says that there's two dinim in Kavanah, this Kavanah of Pirush HaMilois, and then this Kavanah, a person has to be cognizant of the fact that he's He says the kavana that a person's oimel lifnei hamelech is not just ma'akiv in the first bracha of Shmein Esrei, it's ma'akiv in the ganze Shmein Esrei, because that's what it is. He says if a person daven Shmein Esrei and he doesn't chap that right this second he's standing in front of the melech, he's a mesasik ba'almo. Mesasik is less than a shoygig. Mesasik's ma'isa is not an act of any significance. So this is a halacha Reb Chaim. But either way, if the person is in a state where he's under the influence, but at the very least he'd be able to stand in front of the king or a president or a prime minister, a head of state, so then he's not supposed to daven l'kavchila that way, but in mispal tefila say tefila. If a person's a shikr, meaning he's in a yochel l'daven lifnei hamelech, if he wouldn't be able to be in this state standing in front of the king, tefila say te'eva. That was what the first point said. Pasach Hiddach Adah said, v'amah machzeh b'nichsei ager. He said something very interesting. If somebody stumbles upon nichsei ager, so we know nichsei ager, assuming he had no yarshim, is hefker. So this is a person that was machzik in Hefker. Ma Yasa, what should he do for Yiskaimu Beyada? He wants to make sure that this thing that he just got is going to have a kiyum. He's going to have it for generations. So what could he do to make sure that it's going to have a kiyum? Now, why would he think it's not going to have a kiyum? So Rashi says on the top of Amud Beis, because when somebody gets something and he doesn't work hard for it, so sometimes he's vulnerable for Ayin Hara. People don't forget. And this is what he was addressing. If someone's machzik b'nechzei ager, if somebody works hard and he makes money, even a lot of money, so that's one thing. But a machzik b'nechzei ager, it's like winning the lottery. So if someone's machzik b'nechzei ager, ma yase v'yiskaimu b'yadoi. So he said, yikach ben sefer Torah. You should buy a sefer Torah. That's what you should do. You should buy a sefer Torah. I'm Rav Sheishes. Sheishes said, afilu b'al b'nechzei yishtoi. He said, a man that yarshins his wife, same thing. He falls into money because he yarshins his wife. He should buy a Sefer Torah. Rav Amar Rav said, I feel Oved Iskev Rav. He says, I think any person that earns money, even if he went into a business investment and it did well, still buy a Sefer Torah. Rav Papa said, I feel Matzah Mitzvah, even if you find the Mitzvah. Amram Nachman Yitzchak, I feel Kasabu Tfilin, even if you didn't buy a Sefer Torah. But even if all you did was is you wrote Tfilin, even that will be enough. Amram Chana B'Temir Rav Chanina Maikra, what's the Makar to this? The Pasuk says, Vayidar Yisrael Neder, the rest of the Pasuk is, Lashem Vayomim Nosin Titan. So at one point, Klai Yisrael makes a neder to the Eibishter and says, if we're going to be successful, we're going to give you from the spoils. So you see, there's an idea of giving back. So said the other one of these Amoraim, and Nif. He wanted to give him something he should remember. So the first one was Nigeya, the digression. The second one is the digression from the digression. He told him, the Torah is Chayah, it makes the obvious diak in this Gemara. He says that, why don't we just say give tzedakah? What is this? Mayasev yiskayme biyadoi yikach sefer Torah. You should write tefillin. Just give tzedakah, right? Why, don't you think you should give tzedakah? That would seem to be the most obvious thing to do. So the Teretz Chaim says a very big chiddush. He says nira dedafka sefer Torah tefillin mahanya. The Gemara is saying lekatchila a sefer Torah tefillin. Why? Lefishahin mitzvois she'ein on oivrois ela miskaymois tamid. Because this is a mitzvah that has a kiyum. A sefer Torah you learn from. Once upon a time, people, we didn't just learn from a sefer Torah. We used to learn from a sefer Torah. But tefillin is something you wear every day. So it's something that has a kiyum. Lochein gam ha'oisher miskayim al yadeh. He says, if you're going to do a mitzvah that has a kiyum, the oisher is going to have a kiyum as well. Avol noisem yam tztok aloi. Tztoka eina elu lefisha. That's what he says. Tztok is only lefisha. So what should you do? You should buy sefer Torah, you should buy tefillin. You should do something that's going to have a kiyum. Rabbi Bienenfeld pointed out that the truth is a gevaldig gediyuk tucked away here in Masechtas Erev and Daf Samech Talad Amud Aleph. Because what's the lashon of the Gemara? Yikach behem sefer Torah. If somebody buys a sefer Torah, halakech sefer Torah min hashuk. That's a Gemara Masechtas Menachos. Vekame kulmas in nishtabru, pun intended. And this halacha halakech sefer Torah min hashuk. Right? There's so many halachas related to that. If somebody buys a sefer Torah, you mekayim the mitzvah, or you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's not so pashut that you mekayim the mitzvah. The lashon of the Gemara is yikach behem sefer Torah. And by the way, the diuk is very glaring because by sefer Torah it says yikach behem sefer Torah. By tefillin, afilu kosav behu tefillin. It's interesting. By sefer Torah, it's not kosav. It's by. And by tefillin, it's afilu kosav. And Rashi's lashon is yikach behem sefer Torah. What he means is the mitzvah. The schar of what? The schar of the mitzvah. So you see from here, the kech sefer Torah b'shuk, this is not our sugya today, but tucked away is a chiddush l'chura, and that is this idea that it could be by simply buying a sefer Torah, even if you didn't hire someone to write it for you, or you didn't write it by yourself, you could be mekayim the 613th mitzvah, the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Zoktim amar Rami bar Abba derech mil v'shina kol shehu mefigin es hayayin. So we said that if somebody drinks a revius yain al yoyre, he's not allowed to pass in a shayla. So what do you do if you're a paisik and you had a revius of wine? It was yontif. You had a revius of wine. So what could you do? So if you walk a mill of tchum and fame, a mill is 2,000 amma, or you sleep a little bit, that's mafigin asayayin, then you're ready to be able to pass against a umrav, nachman, umrav, ravu, loichon, shosik, de revius. That's only true if you drink revius. If you drink more than a revius, then it's going to work against you. Then taking a walk is actually going to confuse you even more, and going to sleep is going to make you even more shikker. Is that true? That derech mil has an ability to sober up a person? But Tanya, we learned in a price. So, Rabbi Gamliel, sorry, Rabbi Gamliel. He was once riding on a chamar. And he was traveling from Akloi to Gzivai, Rabbi Loi, Mahalach Achrof. Rabbi Loi was following behind him. Matzah Gluski Maderech. And he saw some bread on the side of the road. Omar Loi. So Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Loi, Eloi, told Gluski Maderech, pick up the bread. Matzah Nachri Echad. Later they continued walking. They found the Nachri. Omar Loi, he told the Nachri, Mavgai. He called him by his first name. Tul gluskin alalu. Take this bread, me'iloi, from Eloi, nitpale Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Eloi goes over to this fellow, Mavgai, and he says, tell me, sir, I'm Eloi, mehechan ata, where you from? I'm Eloi, me'ayorish al burgen, and I live in a hut. Umashmech, he said, what's your name? Mavgai shemeni. My name is Mavgai. So he said, klumi, kirch Rabbi Gamliel, me'iloi. Tell me, you know Rabbi Gamliel? I'm Eloi love. He says, I never met Rabbi Gamliel. But Issa shalom madnu, says the Gemara, that we learned at that time, shekivei Rabbi Gamliel beruach hakodesh. That Rabbi Gamliel had ruach hakodesh, because how do you know his name was Mavgai? Must be at ruach hakodesh. But on top of that, we learned that Rabbi Gamliel had ruach hakodesh. But we also learned three halachas then. Number one, the man shame avir aloichle. Why did Rabbi Gamliel tell Rabbi Eloi pick up the food? Because he now let food just sit on the floor. For the man shalchan achi rei vayvidrach. We also learned from here that Rabbi Gamliel assumed that the food was not kosher. Why? Because he didn't want to eat it. And he said, give it to Mavgai. Why? Probably because Rav of the Ivory Drachen were non-Jews. So you see from here the Aloch of Rav. What's the obvious kasha? We don't know Rav. But we needed this Maisa Shahoya Kachoya from Rabbi Gamliel to tell me the Aloch of Rav. For the Madnu, we learned another Aloch of Shechemtsoy Shal Nachri Achar HaPesach Mutibanot. Because Rabbi Gamliel, even though he didn't eat it, but he benefited from it. And apparently this was Achara Pesach, so there was clearly a major chash that this was chametz over all of a Pesach, and yet Rabbi Gamliel had no problem benefiting from it. So you see from here that chametz of a guy is mutter bahana. So again, Rabbi Gamliel was traveling from Akri to Chziv, and Rabbi Eloi was following behind him, and now Mavgai is coming along for the ride. When they arrived in Ksiv, Bo Echad Lishol Al Nidri. Somebody came to Rabbi Gamliel, and he said, I made a neder, and I want to be shayla my neder. I'm looking for a Rav, Shimon HaRabbosai. Will you be matin neder for me? Omar Lozeh She'imoy. So he turned to the person that was with him. He said, Kum Shisina Ravi is Yayin Oitalki. You know, we were drinking Yayin Oitalki before, Italian wine. He said, did we drink a Ravi? And he said, yeah. He says, okay, if that's the case, if someone drinks wine, al yori, can't pass it. So he said, okay, yitay lacharenu, atchayofik eirenu. He said, I'm sorry, I can't be matineder right now. But if you want, come along with us. And as soon as I travel enough where I sober up, then I'll be able to pass in the shiloh. V'tay lacharem gimel milen. So he went with them 3 million. Ad shegil l'sum mishal tzor. Came to this place. Sum mishal tzor. Kim shegil l'sum mishal tzor. Yor Rabbi Gamliel chamer b'gil got off the donkey. V'nasati v'put on his talis. V'yoshav, he sat down. V'hitter loy nidre. And he was matan edda. Zok de gemara. V'harbe dvarim l'manah b'yisrisha. We learned a lot more things at that time. L'man no sh'revias yayno italki mishakar. You see from here that a revias of yayno italki is a problem. You can't pass in a shiloh if you drink revias yayno italki. For the man who shikur al yair, that a shikur is not allowed to pass. For the man who shiderech figures a yair, but at the same time, that if someone shikur and then he travels a little bit, then it's okay. For the man who she'ein mefir nedarin loy nirocha v'loy mahalach v'loy oimei, you're not allowed to be riding, I'll be walking, I'll be sitting. El yoshev, because Rabbi Gamliel got off the donkey and he sat down. So we learned a lot of things from here. We learned Rabbi Gamliel had ruach hakodesh, and then there was the first three halachas: ein mefir nala oichlin, holchin acha roivay v'drachin. And then we had another four halachas. So you go for a ride together with Rabbi Gamliel. Look how much Torah you end up learning. But the Gemara has one kasha, and that is Ketani Mios. We just need one thing from this whole story, and that is Shloisha Milin. It says that how much did Rabbi Gamliel travel before he was comfortable being Matan Eder? 3 million. What's the kasha? That Rami Barabbas said, Derech Mil, Vishena Kosho, Mafigin Sayayin, Derech Mil? Then why did Rabbi Gamliel go 3 million? So which one is it? Is it 1 million or is it 3 million? So the Gemara gives technical answers. You could say, Shaini, Yayin Oitalki, the Meshakit. Rabbi Gamliel didn't just drink wine, he drank Yayin Oitalki. Could be Yayin Oitalki is different, and because it's different, it wouldn't be enough. 1 million, you need 3 million. Fate the Gemara. Fomerev Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, Loichon, El Shashas Revias, Alpha Shashi, Ez Revias, Koshki, Derek Tazis, Vina Meshkarta. We have another problem. You answered one kasha, but you end up with another kasha. Because we just said, if somebody drinks more than a Revias, then you shouldn't walk, because then the walking is going to make it worse. So if Yayin or Italki is worse than regular Yayin, then Adarabba, then why did he go ahead and travel? So he says, Rachav Shani. No, it was different because he was riding. Being that he was riding on a chamar, so even though Yayin or Italki is stronger than regular wine, and the fact that he drank a revias of Yayin or Italki would be the equivalent thereof to drinking Yoysen revias of regular wine, and based on that, the Derech Mil should have been a problem. Certainly, Derech of Gimel Milin should have been a problem. But being that he was Reichiv, it wasn't an issue. Zokti Gemara and Avias Hoysofa. Hashtag the Osas Lahachi. Now that you're going to tell me that Reichiv is different than walking, meaning derech mil means to walk a mil. But here it was being roichiv a mil, or shloisha milin. And roichiv is different than Rami bar Rabba, nami like kasha, the original question. Rami bar Rabba said, derech mil v'shein kol shem, if you're going to say, yeah, what was the kasha? We went 3 million. The teretz is roichiv shanim. You don't have to make an akimta that yayin oitalki is different than regular wine. Let yayin oitalki be like regular wine. And really it was only revius. And based on that, he should have only had gone 1 mil. Being that he was Reichiv, it was different. Zokta Gemara, another Kasha, Amy. What did Rabbi Gamliel do when it came time to be Matin Neder for this Yid? He got off the Chamar. Do you have to do that? If I'm Rav Nachman, Mathir in the Darn, Bein Mahalach, Bein Noemi, Bein Rachav. Rav Nachman, Paskin, you can be Matin Neder, be made for Neder wherever you want. So it's a Kasha Rav Nachman, obviously. How could Rav Nachman, Paskin, that you can be made for Neder, Mahalach, Omer, Reichiv? Machura, Rabbi Gamliel, you see, went off the chamor. It's one of the many things that we learned from this story. So the Gemara says, Tanoi, really, it's machlekes Tanoim. Ikelamandama poischen becharato, ikelamandama ain poischen becharato. Meaning, what's this machlekes Tolian? It's Tolian when a Rav is matin neder for somebody. Does he have to come up with an alibi, like a rationalization for why he was being matin the neder? Could a person make a neder, have charato, go to the Rav, he says, you know, I made a neder, I'm never gonna ichvesnish, I changed my mind, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. No, you have to come up with a Tyra of Masechtas Nedarim thing. I only made the nether because I thought this. Had I known that, I wouldn't have done it. So Rabbi Gamliel obviously held that in order to be Matan Nedar, you have to come up with a whole Tyra. Oh, you have to come up with a Tyra. See, you have to be in a frame of mind where you're able to think clearly. You have to make sure it's going to follow through. You have to make sure you have to sit down and you have to do it with a certain Koyfid Rosh. If, however, it's just going to be Mutalach, 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 then you're right. That was where Rabbi Nachman held. So Rabbi Nachman is not going kineged Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Nachman and Amora could never do that. But Rabbi Nachman was really issuing a psak based on those shitos that hold that ein poischem becharata, and as a result, that would be good. Zok to Gemara, what's the makar to all this? Amar Rabbi Bar Barachan, Rabbi Yechim, my pasach, lay Rabbi Gamliel, lahu gavra. What was, we actually have the rest of the story. What was it that Rabbi Gamliel told this person? So he quoted a pasach in Mishle, yesh boite kemadkeroy scharev, ulishoin chachamim marpe. Kol abayte, if someone makes a neder, roi l'doikrei becherev. Ela shalosh chachamim marpe. So if somebody makes a neder, it's very serious. Roi l'doikrei becherev. It's chayiv misa. Ela shalosh chachamim marpe. The chacham has the ability to be matter. Either way, that's, you see, he had to come up with a pasuk and mishle and try to explain to the person what he did was wrong and get him to a place where he had charota for what he did, but it was only because of that, he was able to be Matan Neder. Oh, it's a big deal to be Matan Neder. You can't just say Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. That's why he got off the Chamar. Omar Mar. Another thing that we learned from this story was Ve'im Avir Nala Oichlet. Omar Rabbi Yoichan, Mishum Rabbi Shem Be'yichai, Leishan, Rabbi Deris Rishai. This is only true in the olden days. Shem Ben Yisrael Prutzes Bech Shafim, where the Ben Yisrael, they weren't busy with Kishon. Rabbi Deris Rishai, Mishum Ben Yisrael Prutzes Bech Shafim. But nowadays, you read the Sadoiris, the Ben Yisrael, they're involved in Kishuv, Mavirin, you're supposed to pass by. You know why? Because it's dangerous. You don't just pick up a piece of bread. You never know what's on top of this bread. There may be a spell, some kishuv. You just stay away from it. Tano, shleimim mavirim, ptisin ein mavirim. Shleimim, you have to pass by. But the psisin, they're not. Why? Because it seems like the machshefas, they don't touch half a piece of bread. It's only shleimim. Amalei Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi, is that true? Va psisin lo yavdon voksiv, another pasuk, a pasuk in Yecheskel. Va techalel no oisi el ami b'shalei so'irim u'befsoisei lechem lohomis nafashais. So Yecheskel is giving toichacha, and the context over there is that Hashem said that you were mechalo me with broken pieces of bread. And the assumption is that these were machshefis that must have done things with this. So you see from here that even broken pieces of bread is an issue. So the Gemara says, no. It's true, the machshefis used to use broken pieces of bread, but not to cast a spell on it, but rather the shakli ba'agrayu. They used to take that as payment for what it was that they were doing. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, a classic. Yochel ani lifter is kol ha'olam kulei min adin. Mi'em shechorav es ha'mikdash v'ad achshav. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah came in, and he was melamed z'chus on klal Yisrael, mamish like the baditcha for Rebbe. He said, I could pater a whole world min adin, any single year that's going to have to give din v'cheshbon one day, he says, hire me as an attorney, I can get you out of your situation. Wow. He says, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Aleph. Yelochein shimi no zois, aniya u'shechuras v'loy miyoyin. The Navi refers to Klai Yisrael as being drunk, not with wine,
But drunk from galus, drunk from tzaras, where Yidden and Nebuch, there's so much tzaras that people have that they can't think clearly. They have no yeshiva das. So Belaz ben Azariah, you said, a shikr? What do you have? Tainas on a shikr? What do you want from him? He's drunk. So he said, Yochel ani liftar is kol oilam kulei min adin. Zok de gemara, meisvei. Is that true? Shikr, mekhoi, mekach, memkarei, memkar. Meaning you're assuming, presupposing is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that if a shikr does something, it has no value. It's not true. If a shikr buys something, it's gekoifed. If he sells this, it's farkoifed. It's not true. A shikr is mekhoi, mekach, memkarei, memkar. Over a verish yesh b'misa, Mimisa noisa. Right, you can't walk at the peasants. I was drunk. It doesn't matter. He's still gonna be chai. Malkus? Malka noisa. Chloe shot over. Hareo kipikeach the cold war of El or Shapatam not feel. The only thing a shikr is not a tvila. Tvila. Stand in front of the king. That's not shaykh. But a shikr is responsible for what he does. So Yomar says, I hear. My yochalani lifter, the comments. You know what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah meant when he said, yochalani lifter is kol oilam kulam in adin? He meant me din tvila. Zok Rashi. Im doni noisoi. Al shaloi hoyim espal in the kamana. After 120, they're gonna come to a person with tiny. Is how come you didn't daven with kavana yochel ani lefaytchen? That's what Blazer Messiah was referring to. He said the pasuk says lochin shimi nozois aniya ushechuras veloy miyoyin. That I have a good alibi. I have a good taina. And that is, we were shikr. How were we supposed to daven? Rabbi Chanina said that this that we said, that if somebody's drunk and he does something for which he's chayv misa, for which he's chayv malkas, mekach, memkar, it's all considered valid. That's only true. That's if he's not a shikr as light. But if he's shikr v'loy, this is of course where this comes from, potter miklum, then he's going to be potter. Meaning, there's levels. There's a shasoi, there's a shikr, and then there's shechrusoi shalait. And if somebody's at the point of shechrusoi shalait, then it doesn't matter what he does, either way, he's going to be potter exhale. So two ha'aris, as it relates to today's daf. So the first ha'aris is the Gemara in daf Samach Dalet Amid Beis told a story. Maisa b'Rabbi Gamliel shoyu roichev ala chamor v'yu mahalich me'akoy l'chziv v'yu rabbi loy mahalich acharav. Rabbi Loi sees a little bit of bread on the side, and from there we end up learning a whole bunch of halachas. We learned 3 halachas, and then we learned another 4 halachas, and on top of all that, the Gemara says, Lamadnu, that we learned at that time, Shekivin Rabbi Gamliel b'Ruach HaKodesh. The Rabbi Gamliel had Ruach HaKodesh. I didn't know Rabbi Gamliel had Ruach HaKodesh, because there was an Eini Yehudi on the side of the road, and Rabbi Gamliel goes over to him and he calls him by his first name. He said, Mavgai. His name wasn't Haman. His name was Mavgai. And he said, Mavgai. He said, here, take this bread. And Rabbi Loi strikes up a conversation with Mavgai. And he says, tell me, do you know Rabbi Gamliel? He says, no, I never met him. So he said, how did Rabbi Gamliel know your name? So they realized, Lamadnu Shekivin Rabbi Gamliel Baruch HaKodesh. Rabbi Gamliel had Ruach HaKodesh. The truth is, it's a little tzarech beer that Rabbi Gamliel could have had Ruach HaKodesh. And that is because there's a Gemara. A Gemara Mesechtes Soita, Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, Tanu Rabbanim, Mishemesu Chag Yischari Malachi. When Chag Yischari and Malachi all passed away, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh went away from the world. So Mishemesu Chag Yischari Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. There was no Ruach HaKodesh anymore. V'af Al Pikein, despite the fact that there was no Ruach HaKodesh, Hayim Mishtamshim BeBaskel. But they still, the Yidden used to have Baskel. Then the Gemara goes on and tells a story about a Baskel. But Mishemesu Chag Yischari Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh. There was no more Ruach HaKodesh. Now when did Chag Yischari Malachi live? They lived in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. They were the last Nevi'im. They were the Nevi'im Ma'achroyim. And when that's when there was no more Ruach HaKodesh. When did Rabbi Gamliel live? Rabbi Gamliel, L'chura, we're referring to Rabbi Gamliel, even though there's a lot of Rabbi Gamliels, but the parsha is Rabbi Gamliel, the Yavna, but it doesn't matter which Rabbi Gamliel is. It's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years later. So L'chura, you have a steer in two Gemaras. You have a Gemara that we just learned, Erevin Daf Samech Dal Amid Beis, that Ba'oisa Shalom Adnu, Shekive Rabbi Gamliel, Baruch HaKodesh. L'chura, it's a steer. We have a Mefurish Gemara, Soita Daf Memches Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, Mishemesu Chagis Chayu Malach. You see, there was no more Ruach HaKodesh in Klal Yisrael. So the truth is that al derech hapshat, you could get out of this kasha by saying that there's a Mishnah on Daf Memches Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah goes through a lot of different things, that events that took place that
As soon as that event happened, something was batal. Misha batal Sanhedrin, batal Ashir, mi beis hamishtois, misha meisu nevi'im harishonim, batal urim v'tumim, misha meisu this, batal that. One of the things that the Gemara says is that misha charev beis hamikdash, batal schuches levana. There was a certain type of crystal that was once around, and misha charev beis hamikdash, that crystal didn't exist anymore. Tosfos in Perek Elu Metzias, talked away, in Masechtas Bava Metzias, daf chav tes amud beis, asks a kasha from a Gemara there, where the Gemara says that there was Chuchas Levana way after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Fake Toitzes Vim Toimar, Vamir Perek Egla, Rufa, Saitim, Em Chesam, and Aleph, the Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, Batla, Chuchas Levana. Zach Toitzes Vim Shloimar, Tloi Batla, Legamri, Kamar. When the Mishnah says that it was Batla, Chuchas Levana, it doesn't mean it was Batla, Legamri. Elo, Deloi, Shchicha. What it means is it wasn't so Shchiach anymore. Once upon a time, it was Shchiach. It wasn't Shchiach anymore. Could be. If that's the case, that when the Gemara says in Soitim and Chesam at base, Mishamesu Chag Yischayu Malachi Nestalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael, maybe it doesn't mean Nestalka Ligamri, but rather what it means, it was like Shchiach. There was a time where it was Shchiach, there were Nevi'im, right? There were so many Nevi'im, could fly in Kiyoitz and Mitzrayim. And then Chag Yischayu Malachi passed away, it was the end of a generation. Incidentally, the Vilna Gaon says in his Pirush on Seder Olam, he said, why is it that Nevuah went away in the beginning of Bayesheni? So he said that it coincided with another very important landmark that happened, or milestone that happened in the beginning of Bayesheni, and that is the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle Davin, and they were Mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So the Vilna Gaon said that as long as there was a Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah, they needed Nevuah to counter it. The Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah was so strong that Zelu Umazeh, they needed a Koyach HaKdusha to be able to balance out the Koyach HaTumah. That's the way the world works. It works with a balance. So you had the Koyach HaTum of the Yetzah of Avodah Zarah, and Lu'umas that, you had the Koyach HaKdush of Nevuah. But in the beginning of Bayesheni, Ezra, the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyle, Mevatel the Yetzah of Avodah Zarah. It's a Gemara in Yuma, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. So they didn't need anymore the Koyach HaKdush of Nevuah. So Zeh Lu'umas that, we lost Nevuah. But either way, it could be, it wasn't Batel Lagamri, just like there's still a little bit of Avodah Zarah. So it wasn't Batel Lagamri. It's not what it was. It's not Shchiach the way it once was. And that's why Ruach HaKodesh wasn't Shchiach the way it once was. But that in and of itself, that the Gemara says, Nestalka Ruach HaKodesh Meisrael, based on Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Chavtes Amid Beis, we have an Eitzah, we could say that it wasn't Nestalik Legamri, it just means that it wasn't so Shchiach anymore. And because it wasn't so Shchiach anymore, so it's for that reason it wasn't an issue. But the truth is that the Rishonim asked this Kasha, albeit from a different Gemara, not our Gemara, Erevin Daf Samach Dalad Amid Beis, but from a different Gemara. Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Another classic Gemara. Amar Rav Avdimi Demin Chaifa. B'yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNevi'im. Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im. V'nitna L'Chachamim. And it was given to the Chachamim. Freit the Gemara. Otto Chacham Lav Naviyu. Hachi Kamar. Afo Pisha Nitla Min HaNevi'im. Min HaChachamim Lo Nitla. So Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im. But the Chachamim still had Nevuah. So it sounds like that even after the Churban, even after Misas Chag Yischayu Malachi, there was still Nevuah. Maybe there weren't Nevi'im, quote unquote, but the Chachamim had Nevuah. So what does the Gemara mean when it says in Soitim and Chesam and Beis that Meshemesu Chag Yischayu Malachi Nestalka Ruach HaKodesh Mishral? It wasn't Nestalka. You see, there was still Chachamim that had Ruach HaKodesh. So the Ritva in Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, asks this Kasha, and the Ritva says a Teretz based on the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim. It's a very important insight. Says the Ritva that there's two types of Nevuah. There was Nevuah where people had dreams, B'chaloy Madaber Boy, where all of a sudden a person, he reaches certain Madregas, Hashem starts communicating with him. That type of Nevuah, where a Navi goes into a trance, that's something that Meshemesu Chag Yischayu Malachi, that somehow went away. But there's another type of Nevuah, and that is where a person's sitting and learning, where a person's going about his day, and suddenly he has this thought, this insight. He doesn't even know why he thought about it. But the Eibishter gave him a chachma that al pi derech hateva he would have no business knowing. That type of chachma, that's also Nevuah. And that's what the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, is referring to. That there's a level of chachma, there's a level of wisdom that a person can have, where that level of wisdom is not something that he really has any business having, al pi derech hateva. And the only reason that he's privy to this chachma, the only reason that he's privy to this is simply because of the fact that the Eibishter was shayra Ruach HaKodesh on him. So there's two dinim in Ruach HaKodesh.
Two dinim. Ruach HaKadosh is a sugya, like everything else. You have the Ruach HaKadosh that the Gemara in Soita, Taf Mem Ches on the basis, is referring to, where the Gemara says, V'shemesu Chagis Chai Malachi Nestalka Ruach HaKadosh Mi Yisrael. And then you have a different type of Ruach HaKadosh. There's the Ruach HaKadosh where a person is sitting and learning, and even though he's sitting and harving and learning, all of a sudden, the Eivishta opens up Tzinoiris, and he has Ashpois, Umi Midbar Matana, the Eivishta gives him a Matana of Torah, and it just literally, it starts gissing, Gishmei Brach of Torah. Where's that coming from? That's a different Gemara. It's also Ruach HaKodesh, and that's the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. You know, it's Yodua, there's a Raivin in Hilchas Lulav, and the Raivin's in Perek Ches, Halacha Dalet. The sugi over there is Hadash Sheniktam Roshoy. The Raivin, the Rambam says it's kosher, and the Raivin argues with the Rambam. But before the Raivin in his Atzogas, the Raivin argues with the Rambam, he prefaces it with the following. Amar Avraham, Kvar Hifia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu Mikam Mishonim Vehelino Shu Pasul Kistam Mishnaseinu. He said, we've had Ruach HaKodesh in our base Midrash already for many years, and we came out not like the Rambam. Rambam says Hadash Sheniktam Roshoy kosher. So the Raivin says, Amar Avraham, no, we have Ruach HaKodesh, and because of the Ruach HaKodesh we have, we know it's not true. We know that Kvar Hifia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu Mikam Mishonim Vehelino Shu Pasul Kistam Mishnaseinu. The Chassam Sofer, whose yahrzeit is coming up, but the Heilige Chassam Sofer, in probably his most famous tshuva, in Eruch Chaim Simen Reish Chas, a tshuva that he wrote to Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes, where Tzvi Hirsch Chayes wrote a sefer called Teres HaNeviim, he sent it to the Chassam Sofer, he asked him to look through it, the Chassam Sofer responded, and that response gave us Eruch Chaim tshuva Reish Chas and tshuva Chassam Sofer. There's so much there. But either way, one of the things he talked about is this Raivin, and said the Chassam Sofer that a lot of people read this Raivin and it sounds like they have Ruach HaKodesh. The Raivin's based medrash to give in Ruach HaKodesh, right? That's what it sounds like. The Chassam Sofer is not what it was. You know what it was? It's these Rishonim. It's the Ritva above the Master, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's the Rambam and the Marin Avuchin that the Ritva quotes. It was a geder, says the Chassam Sofer, that a person is able to be zoicha. Aval haynu ruach Hashem al oiske Torah l'shma. Asher zoichen l'chavino emes. Afilum lefi teva chachmasa v'sichlam lo yasigu yudeim to shia kizu. Mikol makom HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechaz da yov chachmasa d'chakima lefi yisho. And there's a special geder, and it's also called ruach HaKadosh, and that's what the Raivid was referring to. But I'll tell you two interesting things. Number one, this whole idea, the Raivid, this is an often quoted Raivid. It's in Perek Ches and Hilchas Lulav, where the Rambam says, Raivid says, Kfar Hifia Ruach HaKodesh Bemeis Midrashenu. The truth is, not the only time the Raivid said this. The Raivid said this in a whole bunch of places. In Perek Vav, in Hilchas Beis Abchira, very famous Raivid. The Rambam and the Raivid over there are arguing and discussing the halach of Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lasalavai, or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'Loi Kitchel Lasalavai. It's negay if somebody can go to the Harabayas Bezman as a famous machloikis between the Rambam and the Raivid. And the Raivid over there says his shita, and then he ends, Kach Nigla Misoyd Hashem Liyareyev. He says, I know this is true, because it was revealed to me. Kach Nigla Misoyd Hashem Liyareyev. The Raivid in Hilchas Mishkav U'Moshav, Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin, after he states a halacha, says, Baruch Hashem, Asher Gila Soidoi Liyareyev. So it's three times in Asagas HaRaivid. The Raivid wrote a pirish on the Sechtes Idias, and he writes as follows, quote, Ki ein imi b'chol eila, loy mi pi rav, v'loy mi pi roya, Moira, ki mi ezras ha-boyra levadoi, ha-nimtza boi min ha-toi v'ha-yosher, yoda ki hu min ha-soid ki inyan shenem ha-soid Hashem liyareyev v'brisoi lehoidim. He says, what I'm telling you is not from a Rebbe, it's not from a Moira, I didn't hear from anybody. I know this soid Hashem liyareyev, is what he writes. The Rebbe wrote a sefer on Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, and he writes in the sefer, quote, v'anachnu kvar nizgalu lonu min ha-shamayim. So this is a Raivid three times in his Asagas on the Rambam, in Yad Chazak, in Hilchas Lulav, in Hilchas Beis Abchir, in Hilchas Mishkav Moishav, in his Pirish HaMishnayis HaMasechtes Idias, and on a Sefer that he wrote on Masechtes Rosh Hashanah. So it's five times where the Raivid says, and all times the Raivid say, doesn't just say this happened to me once. Kvar Nigla, this is something we know about, right? Kvar Hifia Ruach HaKodesh Beis Midrashenu. So the Raivid said this again and again and again and again and again. The Chidah, in his Shema Gedolim, talks about the Raivid. Now, unbeknownst, there were three Raivids. Right? The Rishonim quote the Raivid a lot. There's the Raivid here, the Raivid there. So the Chidah says there were three Raivids. The third Raivid, the way the Chidah refers to him, was Rabbeinu Avram ben David Bal HaHasogos. He calls him the Raivid Ashlishi. That's how the Chidah referred to him as. Hayatamud Rabbeinu Moshe Adarshan. So Rashi and Chumash often quotes from Moshe Adarshan. So the Raivid, the Bal HaSogos, was the Talmud of Rabbi Moshe Adarshan. Says the Chidah, Maram Rikanti, in Parshas Nosei Kosav, Shenigla Elav Eliyahu Anavi. that he was a person that was zoicha to give Aliyah. V'kach kasev Rabbeinu, Reb Chaim Vital, b'akhtamasi ha'ruch l'sefer Yitzchayim, v'kasev oit, and Reb Chaim Vital said, shezeu shekasev ha'raibit ba'asogis perik ches dolulu v'perik vav debes ha'pchira, kach niglali misayid Hashem lirev. So the chidah, when he's talking about the Ravid Ashlishi, it's under a Ravid. It's the Ravid of that Sogas Ravid. The Ravid wrote a Spirish on Masechtas Idias. The Ravid wrote a Sefer on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Then the Rikanti and Reb Chaim Vital said this Barucha, that this Ravid was Oichat to Gilal Yo, and this is what he was always referring to. He was always referring to Gilal Yo. So I was just thinking that I saw once, and I don't want to quote it because I don't want to misquote it, but the Ben Ish Chai, in one of his Svarim, says that for whatever reason, the Mesoira is that when there's a Machlekes Rambam and the Rav, we pass like the Rambam. We don't pass like the Rav. And then he says a reason why. Again, I don't have it in front of me, but he says something very sharp. Why we pass like the Rambam and we don't pass like the Rav? But I was thinking, if the Ravid's Torah, the Ravid himself wrote, Ki einimi b'cholela, loy mi pi Rav, loy mi pi b'mayra, ki me ezras ha-boyra levadoi. And there was this idea that the Ravid's Torah came from Eliyahu HaNavi, like the Rakanti said, like Reb Chaim Vital said. And there's an idea that the Ravid its Torah permeates with Ruach HaKodesh. It's not Shaykh. It's beautiful. Ruach HaKodesh, Kach Nigluli, Besoyed Hashem Lirev. But as it relates to Psak HaLocha, we have a klal, Loi B'Shamayimi. So now it falls into Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. It falls into Rabbi Yazak Gadol. It falls into a gather of Torah Loi B'Shamayimi. So the Ben Ish Chai said that Puk Chazi, he says he did an analysis, and for some reason, when it came to HaLocha, the Ravid, somehow we don't pass him like the Ravid. So again, Ein B'Smedish B'Loi Chiddish. Maybe it's all because of this room. Spoke so much about Klali HaPsak recently, Memvav, Memzayin, and v'chulu. But if the Torah of the Ravid is laced with Ruach HaKodesh, so yeah, Mitzad Echad, it's not Shaykh. But Mitzad Sheni, Torah Leib HaShemayimi. So when it comes to Halacha, we always get a Paschal like the Rambam had Rabbeim. The Rambam's Torah came from Messiah. The Ravid was made on himself. Ki ein imi b'chalel, loy mi pi Rav, loy mi pi Meir. Ki yimei Ezra Sabayi Levay. It's nice, it's not Shaykh. But when it comes to Halacha, it doesn't work that way. When it comes to Halacha, there's a gather of Torah Leib HaShemayimi. It got late early. But there's a tshuva from the Divrei Chaim. The Hilchos Divrei Chaim, the Sanzer Rav. Sanzer Rav has a fascinating tshuva. And he, with the Shoyel, there was a kehila that hired a malamed. And this malamed was teaching kids Torah. And the malamed told the chevra that the Arachayim HaKodesh, people say it was written Baruch HaKodesh. He doesn't believe that the Arachayim wrote his sefer Baruch HaKodesh. And they sent a letter to the Divrei Chaim. They want to know what to do with this malamed. Is that grounds for being removed? Meaning, a malamed told the bachrim, he said, Archaim, he doesn't think it was written Baruch HaKodesh. It's a nice sefer, and it's very chashiv, and the Torah is hailing, and the Archaim was a Kaddish, and he wasn't undermining the Archaim. He just said that he doesn't think it was written necessarily Baruch HaKodesh. And the Divrei Chaim, I mean, you can predict the response of the Divrei Chaim, but he starts off with a beautiful tshuva about Ruach HaKodesh, Bezman HaZeh, and he speaks out some of the ha'aris that we just mentioned, but he fears always, V'lochein, Baal Archaim, not only the Erechaim, Rakol Mechaber, Afilu Bidayreinu, Emu Roy Lokach Chiber Sifre Beruach HaKodesh, Hainu Shehiskin Bechachmasai, La'amitai Shal Torah, Kamei Shomru Beshasar Rabbi Vyasar, Ben Kosav Atumin, he has a whole bunch of Maramakomis, Volochain, Hamelamid Hamakrish Ruach Kodesh Shal Erechaim HaKodesh, Hu Api Kairis. He means the Gemara we just mentioned. It's interesting. One of the things they asked him was apparently they owed him money. So he wanted to know if you have to pay him, right? You have to let him go. You have to pay him with leave. Does he get paid out? Or can we just, you're firing him with cause. So maybe you don't have to pay out his contract. And, you know, any outstanding time off that he might have. So he wrote, that I can't paskin. He said, because at the end of the day, I don't know what the agreement was, and there's halacha, you can't paskin. So the Divrei Chaim called him an apikoyris. He mamished. Divrei Chaim made ashem blotter. But he said, if you owe money, you owe money. That I can't touch. That's a whole different cheshbon. He said, that I'm not touching. The chayshem mishpat, yeah, he said, speak to the local rabbonim. He said, that's easy. Let them figure it out. Either you do or you don't, and you'll figure it out. He said, that's not something you need. But that's just the first aura. The second aura will make it short. And that is Amr of Sheshis Mishum Rabbalaz ben Azariah. He said, Yochla ni lifter is kolo ilum kule min adin. He says, I kapata the whole world min adin. Miyoim shachara beis hamikdash va'adata. He said, from the day that the beis hamikdash was Scharav until now. He says, I have a way, one Taina that can patter up, and it doesn't matter. I was Michal Shabbos, he spoke Lashon Hara, he didn't learn Torah. I can get him out of his mess. You know what I can do? I could say that Yeshaya Hanavi said that the Yidden and Golis were Lachain Shimmi Nozois Ania. That we're shikr. We're shikr v'loy miyayin. She says, if we're in a state of shikrus, a shikr doesn't have das. You have tain on a shikr. It was Vilstefan. He was a shikr, right? That's what he is. Kishmai kachi. So what do you, if we're shikrin, he says, we have tain as faith to Gemara. Is that true? Meisve, I'll ask you a kasha. Shikr, mekli mekach, memkare memkar. A shikr sells something, it's considered sold. If you buy something, if he doesn't have vera, that's chai misa, malkas, it's chai malkas. It's not true. Meaning a shikr is responsible for what he does. So how could you tell me Yochla and Lifter as Kol Oilam Kulam in Adim because people are shikr? What do you mean they're not shikr? I mean, even if they are shikr, you're still not going to be potter. So Mara says you're right. Mara says you're right. What he meant to say was Yochla and Lifter the Kamar Nami midin Tfila. So Grashi, in Don and Oise Al Shloyoy Mespal Bekavano. If they're going to have tainas on a person, why didn't daven Bekavano? He said Yochla and Lifteron. It's in that instance that I'm going to be able to fight because you're right. A shikr is not potter. A shikr can't just do whatever he wants, but. Yeah, and what he was referring to that the Kodesh Glove Goyen Hashem Yimkom Damai Rabbi Yitzvi Froma in the Shailos Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi. This is a Chelik Aleph in Siman Lamed. He discusses the Minhag Olam that we don't duchen. Right, we don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz. We don't duchen during the Chutz. The only time we duchen in Chutz La'aretz is on Yontif. But otherwise, we don't. The Kama Kumas in the Shtabrut in Sveitimbo, as to why not. Right, it's one of the great shailas of all time. It's a mevucha. Why don't we duchen in Chutz La'aretz? Meichatei senat. So the Rama already says, but the question is, why is it that we don't duchen? So he brings at the end, the Chacham Echad Omer Liyashiv HaMinig. He said, somebody wanted to say, maybe to be Miyashiv the Minig, Alpia Gemara Erev and Daf Samachem and Aleph. There are Blazman Azari, you said, I could patter the whole world because we all have a din of a shikr. Now, you said, what do you mean you could patter the whole world? A shikr is not potter. No, what I mean is a shikr is potter from tefillah. You're right, I could be potter from tefillah. We know that when you're shikr, you don't duchen. That's why it's a good story. You're duchen chakras and not Muslim. A shikr doesn't duchen. You know the yema. Shikr doesn't duchen. So if shikr doesn't duchen, he says, it comes out, we're really potter from Nesias Kapayim today. So he says, if we're potter from duchen, maybe that, he says, maybe that's Pshan and the Ramah. The Ramah says, why do we duchen on Yontif? Because on Yontif, people are besimcha. I mean that people are besimcha on Yontif. So when you're in a state of simcha, so what's the Tiefkeit? On Yontif, maybe we're not shikr, ironically. On Yontif, where there's a mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha, that's one time that even people that the whole year, they're shikuras v'loy miyayin, but on Yontif, you can come to a place where you can reach madregos of simcha, even in galus, even b'toy cheshkas ha-galus, where you're not going to be shikr. And that's why Davka then, he said, maybe the minhag olam was always to drink. But just to end with one unbelievable chasam sofer. So again, Rabbi Elazar Azariah said, Yochla ani lifter is kol oilam kulei min adin. He said, I can patter the whole world min adin, miyoyim shechara beis hamikdash, v'ad achsh. He said, why? Because we're all drunk. Shikuris v'lemiyayin. So if we're drunk, we're potter. What do you mean? A drunk is not potter. So he said, you're right. What I meant to say was that if someone's going to have tainas and don't know yisayal shalohim, mispalo b'kavano, then yochla ani lefaitra. Why? You can't have tainas on me. That you didn't have. Said, the heilig yichsam soifer. He said, I'm going to tell you pshan in this Gemara. Pashi learned the Gemara that Rav Sheshes was chayis. He's right. That's not what Rav Elazar meant. Rav Elazar didn't mean that because we're shikuris v'lei miyayin, we're potter from everything. He meant to say was, we're potter from tefila. So if there's going to be a tain on us, why don't we daven? We're going to say, because we were shikirim. It says the Chasam Sofer, I don't think that's what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means to say is, he says that a yid can't make it through life without tefillah. It's not possible. So a yid can't make it through life without tefillah. It's not shayach. And he says, it's saibid dvarim gashmian and saibid dvarim ruchnian. It is impossible for a person to go through life and have any level of atzlocha unless he has siyata d'shmaya. And the way a person gets siyata d'shmaya is by asking for it. And we ask for it when we daven. That's the way a yid gets siyata d'shmaya. He davens. And when he davens today, Eibush gives him siyata d'shmaya because korav Hashem l'chol korav l'chol Hashem yikru v'emes. This is the way it is. See, he said if a yid loses his ability to daven, not only will it affect his tefillah, but it affects every single aspect of his life. If a person doesn't have the ability to daven, so it's going to affect his gashmias. If a person doesn't have the ability, how's he going to overcome the Yetzirah? Umalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei LeYochalei. A person can't overcome his Yetzirah if he doesn't have Siyata D'Shmaya, if the Eibush is not helping him. So said the Chasam Sofer, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yochal Ani Lifter Kol Oilam Min Adin. Fake the Gemara, why? Because you're a shikr? Shikur is V'loy Miyayim? A shikr is chayv and everything. A shikas mekach is mekach is memkas memkar is chayv misa is chayv malkas. No, you know what he meant to say. Is that yochlani lift oitzer min atfila. That because when you're a shikir, you can't daven. And being that you can't daven when you're a shikir, you're going to come up to the Eivishta, and they say, why weren't you stronger? Why were you more careful of Shmiras Halashon? Why were you more careful about Shabbos? You know what you're going to say? Because I was a shikir. You put me into a world where I was a shikir. I was shikuris v'loy miyayin. He said, shikuris v'loy miyayin, but that only patters you from tefillah. The terrorist says, the chassam soifer is, that sure only patters me from tefillah. He said, but if a yid doesn't have the ability to daven, vos vilsta for them? How's he supposed to make it through life? Can't make it through life without tefillah. He says, you can't make it through life. Then that same shmuz, we spoke about this in Masechtas Brachos once. That's what he brings from his Rebbe, that flaw taich vos chanun al Hashem be'isa hilema. Right, the Gemara says, chassidim arishoinim hayishoin shah achas koidim at tefillah. So what they do for an hour? Chassidim Arishonim Shoyin Shachas Koidim Atfila. So the Talmid Chassam Soifer had a Kabbalah. They heard from the Rebbe the Chassam Soifer. The Chassam Soifer said, you know what the Chassidim Arishonim did for that hour? They davened. Hayishoyin Shachas Koidim Atfila, and they davened. So what did they daven for? They davened that they should be able to daven. That's what they davened for. They davened that the tefillah should go be kavana. They davened Hashem Svasai Tiftach so that it should be Ufi Yagat Tilosecha. And the Chassam Soifer in this drasha, he brings from that flaw taiched. Umayri ba'afla pirish for aschanun al Hashem be'isahi leimar. Everybody asks, leimar. Leimar means azayt zogin. What's leimar? For aschanun al Hashem be'isahi leimar. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for aschanun al Hashem. What? What was my tefillah? Leimar. That I should be able to daven. But that was the chizik that the Chassam Soifer was giving to his kehila. It was in a drasha on Zayin of Tav Kuf Tzadik Zayin. It's Parshas Vaschana. So he started with this vart that he heard from his Rebbe, the Haflah Vaschana al Hashem Beisal Yilemer. He was talking about how a yid can't make it without tefillah, and tefillah has to be kavana, and it's not easy to have kavana because shkuris v'loy miyayin. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So he said that's why it's so important Vaschana al Hashem Beisal Yilemer. But Avdanet v'ninaz mazol ken and davenin. You need a lot of siyata. The Shmaya to be able to daven. But either way, we'll end on this note.